proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business at the News Hour, in a completely new world than what we were in just last week. With me on the phone, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we switched to all telephone interviews for the coming several weeks, and so you're going to hear this type of long-form business interviews going forward. Because we are doing like most other individuals are doing out there in businesses. We are in an abundance of caution, are the words that are being used. With me is Laura Kennard from Drake University, as well as DMAC and The Runway at Southridge. Laura, good morning and welcome back.
Hey, it's nice to speak over the phone.
You know, it's good, yeah.
It is very interesting time.
Yes, it
for
is.
For sure.
So usually, and now Drake is still out, isn't it?
So Drake University is on spring break, as is right. DMAC. Both had reported, as a instructor, of course, I've been for the last probably close to 3 weeks or so, been asked to develop a contingency plan for classes. And so I fortunately mirror all the content that I deliver in person online already. That's not the case with some professors who I know are scrambling to figure out how to deliver their classes totally online, but mine actually have been, I've had those set up that way for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not as going to be as exciting as if I could give a lecture in person.
No, I get it. You know, I've done nearly 4,000 interviews in the past 10 years, and I always prefer in person because you can get more out of the interviewee and the subject. But, you know, we are what we are. This is what we've been forced into, and we're just grateful we have the technology to move forward. All right, usually, you and I chat about business events going on in the greater Des Moines metro. I suspect that you don't have much of a list this week.
You know, I was mentioning before we got online here that it's hard to even know who's doing what and how they're handling it because, as you know, Des Moines was declared a state of emergency, specifically the city, yesterday, which then resulted in, up until then, there had even been going to be a St. Patrick's Day parade up until yesterday when finally things changed. You know, as they're happening very rapidly, things are changing. And so now that had been canceled. I imagine many things after they said no, not to gather over 50 are changing. I know that means that, you know, we mentioned, you know, 1 million cups was still on the roster.
Actually, 1 million cups has been canceled on Wednesday.
Have they?
Yes, yeah. And they're canceling all events, 1 million cups, until April 8th.
Until April 8th. Okay, so I have been trying to scramble to go through and go back through, and I still had them on because it said gatherings up to 250. And so, yeah, it's hard to keep up. And it still was on my rolling calendar and didn't say postponed, but going to their website, I'm sure you've found more information. So
actually, that
I
was
think
on,
that's going to be the case with a lot of things.
Actually, that was on Twitter. And
it was on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to say that most things, you know, typically are hoping to get more than 50 people most of the time. We were debating about our entrepreneurial roundtable, which is a very small group. But then again, I think a lot of people are just trying to stay home and not go to things that they don't necessarily have to go to. So probably going to be postponing that. I know our open house that we were having is completely postponed. I did notice that there were, you know, some things that I think are interesting that I'm sure if there was advertisements this morning on just that I noticed on KCCI for Just Between Friends, which is a consignment to kids' toys and clothes. It's a big event, thousands of items with consigners and shoppers that are supposed to be at the fairgrounds. And it's supposed to be on the 20th starting and over the weekend. And that those ads are still running. So I'm assuming that maybe ads haven't gotten canceled if they paid for that. I can't imagine that they're still doing that. So it's just, it is. It's confusing, yeah. I think, for a lot of people to know really what is happening. But I, since the announcement yesterday, I'm going to say there's even restaurants that are probably, like I think you mentioned, that are canceling because they usually have more than 50 people eating there, you know?
And this is, all of this, and you know, one of the things, Laura, that I've been talking about for not days, but weeks, is that as we watch the stock market jump up and down, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, after it opened this morning, it was shut down after the Dow fell by more than 7%. And then when it reopened, it fell another 3%. So, but the Dow is not the economic reality of the United States. The economic reality of the United States, and I don't care how, I've said this for weeks, is consumers. And if consumers stop spending, then you're going to see this economy tank, because over two-thirds of our GDP is reliant on individuals spending money. And so no matter what the Fed does, you know, I said this 3 or 4 weeks ago, even if the Fed cuts interest rates, if they don't find if the Fed doesn't find a cure for the virus, or B, a way to mitigate its spread, then it doesn't, it does not matter how much money you put into the banks. It's not going to. And what's even worse is that there is no backstop for individuals who will lose their jobs, be laid off, not have an income. So what do we do with rent and mortgages and bills and the water department? I mean, you know, this is we are woefully unprepared. And unfortunately, many people have bought into the idea that this was just like the flu and it was not going to be anything. And, you know, from the highest levels of government, we were told it's going to disappear as if by magic.
I think that we were just discussing that, too. And I've put a couple of posts out there. I mean, you know, a lot of times you do face some of these things with some skepticism, especially since we've been living in this world where we hear that, you know, media just hypes everything. It's hard to know what you should really believe or trust. And of course, when the numbers are rolling in and they seem minuscule compared to the number of people that get the flu or that even die from the flu every year, it's easy to see why people would, you know, look at that and say, geesh, aren't we making a big to-do over nothing? And I think that it takes understanding the nuances of why it's this caution is being taken, and one of them has to do with our healthcare system. And I had someone who made a comment on a post that I made, again, not trying to be, you know, just trying to get other information, other perspectives out there for people that is non-threatening, and that hopefully someone reads and knows that if you're someone who's they trust and is thinking about it, that maybe it gives them a reason to stop and rethink, you know? And so I had posted something about just this idea that the, you know, flattening the curve, which we've been hearing a lot about, and, you know, the point being that when you have something that nobody has really any immunities to, and let's say that you didn't take any of these precautions, and then suddenly it's very contagious and spreads very fast. So all of a sudden you've got a bunch of people getting this, then what happens to the flood of people then that are now needing to go to the doctor or to the hospital? The cases that are, you know, really bad because you have a compromised system, and now there's doctors that are sick, or there's too many people and you have nowhere to turn, or you live in an area where there aren't very many doctors. And, you know, we've already been dealing with a very taxed health services system with not enough doctors in many places. And so it's not even about whether or not it's ultimately going to have more or less impact than the flu, but it'd be like if everyone got the flu all at one time. And then how do you treat people? And then what happens when people are actually going there for other reasons too? And now you've put people's lives at risk because they couldn't get in and they had, you know, something else, you know, that they need to be treated for. So it's a rippling effect. And that's the reason why, you know, you have to do what you can to slow it down and, as they say, flatten the curve, because we're not prepared to be treating so many people all at once. And the other point I had made in my post was that even at the current trajectory, if only 2.5% of the U.S. population would contract the virus, that still is among that vulnerable population over 70, they're saying a 20% mortality rate. That's still 300,000 deaths if it would continue on the not without slowing the trajectory. So it's just, I think that it's just you're not comparing apples to apples when you are talking about something that has such a long incubation period, has, you know, no, you know, sort of antiviral available, and that nobody has any immunities to, you know. So,
that's right. Yeah, it's uncharted waters, yeah. So you know, we've devolved our conversation from business events going on in the in the greater Des Moines metro, because frankly, in my opinion, I just don't think you should go. And if we here at the Business News Hour, if we are taking these kinds of precautions not to go to places to do in-person interviews, even offices, I just think it's again, using everyone's words out of abundance of caution.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, thanks for doing this.
So there may be some things that are still going on, and I think you do just have to ask yourself the question, you know, should you? And I think it has a lot to do with making sure that you're not bringing something back to someone who might be more vulnerable than you are.
And again, just to underline what the experts are saying, individuals can be asymptomatic with regard to this virus and be spreading it, and nobody is the wiser. And so that is a great danger for community.
That's all-encompassing business news, right?
That's kind of where we're at today. Laura, thanks so much for sitting down and doing this with us.
Stay safe out there, and hopefully we weather this quicker than we, you know, than we are planning for anyway.
We shall see. Listen to the experts, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that wraps it up for another broadcast day for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend who? What? Yeah. James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.